At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Future-proof gold
with Jonathan McRae,
proudly supported by Science Foundation Ireland
on News Talk.
Welcome, citizens. The state has launched a new social program to build a better, brighter society for our citizens. We look forward to your contributions. Have a great and productive day, and remember, the state is always watching.
There is an experiment going on right now across China that shows the true potential of technology to control and manipulate the behavior of an entire population. If you were shocked by what went on at Cambridge Analytica, this will blow your mind.
我为中国人民迸发出来的创造伟力喝彩。
So, China today, one party rule, censorship, jailing reporters who reveal state secrets. It leads to a lot of fear and a low trust society. The question facing the Communist Party today is, how do you get people to do what you want them to do when they don't trust you? The answer is in your pocket, and it all centers on the concept of social credit.
The social credit is this notion that the Chinese government has introduced that people's behavior will be tracked primarily using the data collected from smartphone apps, but also from their other use of government programs, corporate experiences, and so forth. And that through big data, you can arrive at a sort of score or rating that gives a sense of who this person is overall. But really, it's a way to control people's behavior. I'm Mara Vistendahl. I am a contributing correspondent with Science Magazine and a fellow at New America in Washington, D.C., and I'm a writer.
Late last year, Mara traveled to China to investigate social credit, and it was her jaw-dropping article for Wired that first got us interested in the whole idea. We've pinned a link to it on our Twitter page, twitter.com/newstalkscience for this week. Okay, so the idea of a person having a credit score is, of course, not new. Since the 50s, banks in America decide whether or not to loan to you based on your FICO score, a number essentially based on how good you are at paying back your loans and credit cards and so on. High FICO score, good customer. Low FICO score, bad customer. This system has been replicated all over the world, and in Ireland, your credit score is kept by the Irish Credit Bureau. The idea is to encourage people to be responsible borrowers. But as Mara says, social credit takes this idea one step further.
And also looks at a whole host of data points that haven't previously been incorporated into a widespread program, including things like who you associate with, where you went to school, what kind of car you drive, any kind of marker that might correlate somehow, or something that somebody believes correlates somehow with somebody's worth or as a person. And of course, that's where it gets a little problematic.
Yeah. So social credit is not about your financial worth. It's about your worth to society. How would a company or government measure your worth? By watching what you do every minute of the day through your phone. And in China, there are one or two apps that come into contact with a lot of personal data. Alipay and WeChat.
Alipay is a way to pay for goods and services online. But now it's more than that. It's a global lifestyle super app. It is used by more than 5% of the world's population. Millions of taxis accept Alipay across China and overseas. There are so many other functions to explore, from booking movie tickets or food deliveries to paying utilities, transferring money on the go, and many more. Alipay is the global lifestyle super app.
Well, Alipay and WeChat, it's major rival, which we both have significant market share in China. They're sometimes called super apps. I mean, they're almost like whole operating systems, so that you could basically like go about your whole day in one of these apps. It's kind of hard to envision for people who are more accustomed to Western landscape, where you use one app for one purpose and one for another. But, you know, for example, this past trip, when I was testing the system out in China, I tried as much as possible to see, like, could I go for several days just using Alipay to pay for everything? And you know, by and large, I could. And you could do things like go to the grocery store, go to a brick and mortar store, buy your groceries, and then you just check out with Alipay, right? So then that information, where you were at that time, how much you spent. In some cases, because Alibaba, the company that owns Alipay, has bought up grocery stores, they might even know what groceries you purchased. Then, like, you want to get back from the grocery store to your hotel or wherever you're going, you call a car, like an Uber, but in China, Didi is the company it's commonly used. And you can do that within Alipay as well. So then they know the time that you took the car, you know, approximately how far you went. I think in some cases, even like the number of the registration number of the car. So that's
incredible. Imagine every app on your phone was run by one company. Yes, Google and Facebook have a lot of information, but Alipay and WeChat allow you to undertake almost every digital transaction you might make in your lifetime inside their ecosystem. From paying traffic tickets to filing your taxes, booking a doctor's appointment, washing your dog, the list is endless. They know more about who you really are than even you do.
So that's incredibly powerful information, and no doubt the Chinese government has realized that and is trying to kind of figure out how to put that information to its goal of maintaining stability. I mean, of course, the companies and the government are not one and the same, and even as Alipay is unveiling this program, it's tried to distance itself a little bit from the government, but there's no doubt that they're definitely happening as part of one, you know, as part of the same trend. They were unveiled, the government program was unveiled the same time that Alipay started developing its program. Mm. And I think from the Chinese government's perspective, they will eventually be integrated.
So these companies collect all of this information that builds a really sharp profile of you. But if not paying back your bills on time gives you a low FICO score, what on earth gives you a low social credit score?
Ant Financial, which is the company that owns Germout Credit, they've talked about how the algorithm looks at five major categories to arrive at a score for somebody. And that's kind of where the transparency ends. The rest is something of a guess. But two of those categories are behavior and characteristics. Behavior looks at what you purchase, possibly when you purchase, how frequently, maybe. So that's where things like buying diapers because you're a parent might help your score. Or if you play video games days on end, so if your Alipay account shows that you're, you know, just making one video game purchase after another, then that could lower your score. Donating to charity, there's online speculation that helps your score. But again, people are mainly guessing, and it's unclear which of those behaviors is really going to drive your score up and down. I mean, to some degree, the company doesn't want to fully release all this information, because then, of course, people could game the system and, you know, drive up their scores artificially. So that's behavior. Characteristics looks at, you know, things like where you went to school, what kind of car you drive, what degrees you have, and those you input them yourself, but you do, you know, for Chinese citizens, they do seem to check them. So you have to enter like an actual license plate. But it's to some degree, they're very vague on the specifics. And I think part of the game is to keep people guessing.
Yeah.
And keep people kind of on their best behavior at all times.
And it's this mystery that is key to the control. Because you don't know what makes a good social credit score, you have to imagine what a good person must be like. It's someone who files their taxes, pays their bills, keeps their head down, and their nose clean. So how would your behavior change if you knew you were being watched and there were consequences for your every action? Now, to see what it felt like to be watched and judged, we decided to roll out our own social credit system within News Talk and selected four volunteers. Reporter Henry McKean, producers John Fardy and Claire Darmody, and host of Tech Talk, Jessica Kelly. We used technology to monitor their activity online, in the office, and on air. Here's how it began.
Welcome, citizens. The state is very happy to let you know that you have voluntarily joined our social credit program. The state likes good citizens. The state would like to issue you your scores based on an analysis of your contribution to society since product launch. Your behavior has been monitored by the state and will be monitored until the end of the trial period to help you improve your social credit score. Remember, the state likes good citizens. John, your social credit score is 11. The state is pleased. Your praise of state transport was recorded. We agree that the state has the best transport system in the world.
So just to jump in here and explain, we don't want to give all of our volunteers all of the information as to how we calculated their score. Some of it was based on characteristics which we gathered in a questionnaire, others were from observation. But we built the scoring algorithm based on conversations with people who have been studying social credit in China, like Mara and Samantha Hoffman, a research consultant who specializes in Chinese security and policy. Pay attention to how our volunteers try to piece together what's going on and how they react to their scores.
Claire, your social credit score is minus 125 points. The state is not pleased. You have been recorded befriending low social credit citizens.
Ooh.
The state is pleased by your charity work. Henry, your social credit score is 1,006 points. The state is pleased.
Well, that's a good thing.
The state has recorded a dramatic increase in non-recyclable waste since week commencing 12th February. The state is not pleased.
What did you do?
Really?
Nappies, no?
Yeah, there's
Oh, you've got a kid now, yeah.
I did.
Henry, you should have got that one first.
I filled a whole black bin full of nappies and then they were burnt in the local incinerator.
They've been really watching you, haven't they?
A good citizen recycles. Jessica, your social credit score is 588. The state is pleased. The state recorded the purchase of imported goods on your credit card statement. The state is not pleased. The state recorded your criticism of state transport technology. This also displeases the state.
Make better transport systems then, love.
It's all those aeroplanes you took, isn't it?
Well, all of the planes, yeah.
The state is pleased by any action that pleases the state. Criticism of the state does not please the state. The state welcomes your questions.
It's just ready for the state to fuck off, to be honest. Just as well you warned me, they don't like to be criticised.
So hang on a second. I was good, I got 11. Jess got 500 and she was also good. Like, is there a gradation here?
The numbers.
Like the degrees of it. Yeah, do the numbers state, if we can be so bold.
That information is classified. All of your behaviour is being monitored.
No, like if you do volunteer work, like I got a plus for charity, but I didn't get a plus for much else. Obviously, maybe when I said I didn't use any public transport, if I could avoid it, it all went against me.
So that's why I get the train 3 days a week.
And you obviously said the train was awesome, just like
no,
a total
I didn't.
Lick.
Did I? Oh, maybe they're you're monitoring what I said on social media then.
Like, how do you know that I shop locally, which I do? How did you know that? Surely there's privacy issues here. The state, can I ask you that?
Criticism is not welcomed by the state.
You've just lost points there.
I'm just asking questions. I'm asking questions.
No, you're losing points.
The state monitors all of your behavior across the new technology program for social credit. All behavior, all actions, all purchases will be monitored and judged.
But there are lots of social actions one does that can't be monitored by the state. So, for instance, the good feeling I have in my heart towards my children, the things I might do for them that don't show up in something I buy, the fact that I play with them, this can't be monitored by the state. So my question for the state is, are we too limited in the way we're monitoring social credit?
Your happiness does not benefit the state.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Well, I would disagree. Bhutan, they the happiest country in the world, they think happiness is a massive part of the state's happiness and well-being.
Henry having given birth, or Henry's wife having given birth recently and him becoming a father, surely that's attributing to the state and the good of the state. So the fact he didn't work for 2 weeks, but is now a parent, surely that's the state should be pleased about that.
The state is pleased by an increase in population that can work for the state.
Jesus. Claire would like to ask the state about Claire's terrible score. A very, very low score, remind me. Minus.
Claire, your score is minus 125.
Explain.
That information is classified.
I think I'm a better person than the state, to be honest with you. So I would like a little bit of feedback on my terrible scoring.
It seems to me it has something to do with the fact it said you befriended people of a low social rating. So clearly you friends on Twitter or somewhere.
But I didn't even, I don't think in the questionnaire I talked anything about my friends.
But we're not just judged on the questionnaire. They're watching everything we do. Maybe it's, never mind.
I know you're thinking about it.
Yeah. So she has bad friends.
No, it's because I've dated lots of degenerates.
Have you?
Yeah. The state recognises the good financial standing of Henry's background.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know what to say about my background.
You've taken the press, obviously.
I don't know what to say, except that it's incredibly worrying that we've been watched by the state. It's creepy, and I'm a little bit scared, to be honest.
So that's how we left our volunteers, with the knowledge that their behaviour was being watched somehow, and that there would be consequences for their actions. Over the next week, they will get regular updates on their score, but they won't know exactly what affected the number. Of course, in China, Alipay's social credit system is optional. So why on earth would someone voluntarily choose to take part in something like this?
Right now, it's mostly perks, similar to like a loyalty program where it's voluntary to sign up. People who do sign up for a while, they could skip the airport security line at the Beijing airport.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That just lasted a few months. And then this is one of the areas where you see this kind of tug of war between the government and the companies over data happening. And in this case, Alipay lost. And so the airport program no longer happens. But Jermak Credit collaborates with some dating app companies, and you can show off your score and possibly get preferential treatment on those apps. If you have a high score with a number of companies, you can waive the deposit, right? So you can rent a hotel room without paying a deposit, or you can get a car without paying a deposit. It's just these very small things, right?
What happens to those people who don't have fancy cars, who didn't go to a good school, and couldn't pay their bills on time, who were antisocial? Until now, we could only guess. But on March the 2nd, the Chinese government announced that it would begin banning citizens with a low social credit score from using planes or trains for up to a year.
So that's very worrying. There is a very real risk that political dissidents, you know, people, potentially even people who just don't want to share their data with everybody, people who just, you know, would be inclined to opt out for other reasons, that those would be the people who are penalized in this system.
And people are already being penalized. Here's a report from CBS News with Jeff Glore from only 3 weeks ago.
Nearly 15 million people have already been prevented from traveling. Journalist Leo Hu is one of them. He recently tried to book a flight but was told he couldn't because he was on the list of untrustworthy people. I can't buy property. My child can't go to private school, he says. You feel like you're being controlled by the list all the time.
So we couldn't stop News Talk volunteers from taking the train, but we did have a few tricks up our sleeve. News Talk is on the third floor in Marconi House, and you need access on your swipe to take the lift.
My swipe isn't working.
And of course, only citizens with a good social credit score have access.
Yeah, mine's working.
This isn't anything to do with the thing for Jonathan, is it?
We bought high social credit citizens coffee.
Oh my god, really?
And offered to pick up their lunch.
Thank you so much. That's so exciting.
And low social credit citizens were refused access to the printers near them or forced to take the stairs every day. Each citizen knew that they could have an easier life if their score went up. There's another element to the social credit system in Alipay that makes it hugely powerful as a method of control. You see, it's not just your behaviour that changes your score. It's also the behaviour of the people around you, too.
You are penalised for the behaviour of your close contacts. So presumably that's the people you're in most frequent contact with, you know, within Alipay. If their scores go down, that affects your score. And that's a very powerful tool that kind of compels people to help keep their relatives in line. And that's similar to, as you mentioned, what now happens with the Chinese government putting pressure on relatives of dissidents who are living abroad. This is a way to put a much more subtle pressure. I mean, so you could envision a scenario where somebody's score falls and then their friends and family kind of quietly drop them as a contact because they don't want their own score to fall. That part, of course, is very Black Mirror.
So people who step out of line, who jaywalk, play loud music at night, or fall behind on their credit card bills, start to become isolated by their friends. By the way, if you haven't seen the Black Mirror episode Nosedive, it's on Netflix, you need to see it. It shows the truly terrifying potential of something like social credit.
Most of your interactions are confined to your inner circle, and they're largely, pardon the term, mid to low range folks. Same with your outer circle. You've got a ton of reciprocal five stars from service industry workers, but there's not much else, at least as far as I can see. So in terms of quality, you could use a punch-up right there. Ideally, that's upvotes from quality people.
Quality people?
High fours. Impress those upscale folks, you'll gain velocity on your arc, and there's your boost.
So, back to our experiment with our News Talk volunteers. What happens to your behavior when you're being watched? We brought back in Henry, Claire, Jessica, and John to give them their scores.
Friendly greetings, dear citizens. The state welcomes you back. Some of you more so than others. The state thanks you for your service in voluntarily joining our social credit program in its trial period. The state likes good citizens. The state would like to inform you that your social credit ratings have altered significantly in the review period. You will no doubt be aware of the reasons for fluctuations in your scores as they pertain directly to your behavior. Claire, your social credit score was -125 points. The state was displeased. Your revised score is 245 points.
Score.
The state has observed many of your actions during trial period. In particular, it noted your contribution to the happiness propaganda event held by the state, also known as the News Talk Company Day. A happy worker is an industrious worker. Productivity pleases the state. It should also be self-evident that the state does not like being told to f*** off. John, upon initial assessment, your social credit score was 11. The state was pleased that you had made a positive contribution to society, even if yours was essentially a negligible contribution. Our data analysis noticed an unusual departure time on Friday last. You did not take your usual train home to Dundalk. Your phone's pedometer noticed irregular step patterns associated with low coordination. Our algorithm suggests that instead of returning to your family, you instead went drinking.
I hold my hands up to the state.
How do you plead?
Guilty to that, yes.
Overall, your actions proved your worth to society has decreased. Your revised score is minus 329 points. The state is displeased. Henry, your social credit score was 1,006 points. The state was most pleased and indeed was looking forward to facilitating you with all of the benefits that befit a model citizen. However, your score has fallen dramatically. The state does not appreciate being criticized on the airwaves.
Well, all I can say is I did criticize a minister. It was a joke. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Your revised score is minus 974 points.
Oh, come on.
Even after that apology.
I had a go at a minister. He's only propping up a
Stop talking, Henry.
Okay.
Stop.
We must strongly consider whether the state can afford to let a deviant like you to continue to enjoy the good grace, generosity and freedom that the state usually affords to its citizens.
I'm not a deviant. I mean, I'm many things, but I'm not a deviant. Do I look like some sort of shady, creepy character?
Again, stop talking, Henry.
Jessica, your score was 588. The state was pleased. Although there were many positive aspects of your behavior, we were concerned at the number of your departures from state boundaries recorded at our checkpoints. International travel for improved trade is permitted, but as a registered journalist, reporting on events that occur outside the state is not encouraged. Your revised score is 46 points.
I'm okay with that. It's fine.
The state welcomes your questions.
So, I don't have a question. I just want to make a statement about the state. So, after we had our initial meeting, I went home and I thought, okay, I'm going to try and play the state. So, I started tweeting about things in the aftermath of our first meeting to try and make my score go up. So, things that I would normally do, I just started tweeting about. So, I tweeted that, you know, I was bringing the recycling down and I spent hours making up bags of clothes for charity, which I did. And I would never tweet about that, but I tweeted about it. And the state saw it on Twitter, which I loved. But this is a big issue, though, because if you look at social media for a minute, if you look at Instagram, this is kind of like an extreme version of what Instagram is. The people who have the most amount of followers are the ones who put the filters on their photographs and who tweet all the cool things and use all the right hashtags.
Never unhappy. Everything never have a bad day. Everything is
great. But the state knows about us anyway. For example, I got a car advert sent to me directly that knew that I had an infant. I don't know how, but yeah. The advert knew and was saying, look, I can have this car. And it was a top of the range Jeep 7-seater. All I had to do was pay $2,000 up front. They knew, they somehow knew that I needed a bigger car.
Claire, you had your lift privileges revoked at the beginning of the week because of negative scoring. How did that make you feel?
I wasn't happy with that because I actually seriously avoid the stairs in News Talk because A, we've a set of stairs at the back where there's kind of holes in them, if that makes sense, and I've seen too many people fall, so I don't use those, and then out of pure laziness I won't use the other ones, so I always use the lift. Even if everyone's gone up to the fifth floor and they all walk up the stairs, I go up in the lift on my own. So I was really annoyed at that, and I don't like to be forced to do things that I don't like, and I didn't think it was fair because it wasn't properly explained to me why I lost my lift privileges.
Did you feel you were being monitored during the week? How did that make you feel?
I did feel a little bit watched, yes. Especially when I got updates on my score and it was changing. And I thought, oh, hang on a second. I didn't realise those things mattered. The disparity between all of our points really bothered me because I'm kind of competitive. And I was like, I don't know if I'm winning or losing, but I really feel like I'm losing. So I was kind of ticked off at the beginning. And also I couldn't figure out what I'd done so wrong to have such a bad scoring. Because, you try and answer these questionnaires and you're honest. So I thought, here, out of this motley crew, how am I doing worse than anyone else? So I think I felt a bit ticked off and I wanted to change it, but I couldn't really figure out what I'd done so wrong. You know, I was a little bit ticked off.
As a result of this experiment, if you were now given privileges as a result of higher scores, if you were given lift privileges or had them revoked, if you were given a beneficial treatment on websites that you were using, if you had more storage on mm-hmm. your website, if you're allowed to rent a car for cheaper, do you think that would make you conscious of your behaviour and change it?
I think that would turn life into the Hunger Games. I think that's mm-hmm. really bad because I think what would happen is everyone would just amp up the boastiness and the goodiness, and you would lose a sense of the humanity, which is our flaws and our empathy towards other people.
We're not far off that though, Jess.
Well, yeah, I see Henry's point. There's an element of, is it already kind of happening and you're rewarded for certain behaviours and reward points and all these cards we all have, and if we buy here or do this here, like they own, like, so this, Jess and I were talking about this recently, so your phone hears your conversation about what hotel you're looking to book with your husband, and then they send you advertisements of that hotel and you're like, hang on, I didn't even text that, I just said that. So I think that we're already behaving in a certain way, but it's very nuanced, maybe not as nuanced as we realise, but we go along with
but
it.
But that's
yeah.
corporate rather than the state. So imagine if it was tied to your PPS number and all that kind of stuff, and you know, if you weren't allowed to move into a particular area because your rating was lower, or you weren't allowed to buy a particular brand of car, or like, it can go so much deeper when it's the state. Whereas if it's just a corporate thing, like as you said, you can go into your settings and knock it off. It's our responsibility to do that. But if it's the state, it's something different.
Well, at East Germany, the Stasi, it happened, yeah. and it could happen again, and it mm-hmm. is happening again.
You know, there's a line between public and private morality, and I think in the 21st century we've kind of got to a point where that works reasonably well, certainly in, for want of a better phrase, the Western world. So the idea of introducing some kind of social credit system like that, I think would be disastrous, because in the evolution of morality, I don't think we've ever been better, and a social credit scheme isn't going to help that evolution.
Claire, as the most improved citizen, your lunch will be free today.
Yay! What am I getting?
John, Henry and Jessica, as a result of failure to meet our expectations, you will be paying for Claire's lunch.
Sound.
So clearly our volunteer citizens didn't feel too oppressed. They knew it was just a game. But in just a short period, you could already see the forces of control at work. Claire's disappointment at a low score and delight at her improvement. Jessica putting on a show for the outside world of being a model citizen. And all of them wondering how the system worked and how to get ahead. But in China, the social credit program is of course underway, and it's hard not to see it through George Orwell's eyes. This is 1984's Big Brother. If the experiment succeeds in the most populated country in the world, it might lay the ground for other countries to do the same, just like the FICO system did in the 50s. An entire population of self-governing citizens who will do anything to stay out of trouble and keep their high score. Those fighting for privacy have long predicted something like social credit, but few of us believed it would become a reality. We loved the benefits that sharing our data gave us. We gave it away without a moment's thought. And only now are we starting to realize its worth?
The social credit trial period has ended. Thank you for your service and attention. And remember, the state will be watching.
Proof Gold
with Jonathan McRae,
proudly supported by Science Foundation Ireland
on News Talk.